This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Jess Falstick.
Hey, isn't that Jess Falstick?
Nah, that's Sailor Moon. That's Jess Falstick.
Nah, that's just a couch covered in cats.
Oh, well, where's Jess Falstick?
Guys, I'm literally right here.
No, Jess Falstick has blue hair.
No, Jess Falstick's hair looked like she'd be part of the alt-left, if that were a thing.
Didn't she shave her head?
Just come see me every Sunday night at Avenue Tap House at 7 p.m. for the Red Light Comedy Showcase. The first Sunday of the month is open mic, and the last three Sundays showcase Cleveland's best and brightest comedic talent.
You know who's the funniest female comic in Cleveland?
Who's that?
Mary Santora.
God damn it.
That's Jess Falstick.
This is Nick Urich, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we're talking trends. I can't wait. There's a lot to cover here, and not just what's in the hashtags on the Twitter. Joining us this week is Old Souls drummer and Jordan's landlord, Mason Newsom.
And cousin.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
And your favorite thing to be called, Devin's brother.
I think you guys misheard me. I didn't say fads, I said fats. I don't really like the morbidly obese.
Oh, while the why? Oh, you can't. Oh, this is like an intervention then.
I mean, I can understand why you don't like fats, considering you have to live above one.
No, we live on the same floor.
Oh,
we're very close.
Yeah. Wow.
He tells me he constantly feels the house kind of, because he's in the back of the house, I'm in the front of the house, he constantly feels the house kind of just moving up a little bit.
I wake up off the side of my bed constantly.
That's terrible. I don't know how you put up with it. That's why I'm in the basement of my home as the fattest resident of the Ginger Trap House.
You're really, really holding it down.
Yeah, that's my job.
And you're pushing it down.
That's at least you didn't come on, you know, fads, at least you didn't say fags.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that could be an episode, but that's not going to turn out how the guests think it is.
No, not. It's going to be them getting accosted by the both of us.
Well, accosted, or they're going to learn to give an amazing blowjob in 1 hour.
All right, so here.
So, Mason, why do you hate fads?
I guess it all comes from a huge lack of identity in a ton of people I feel like I'm surrounded by regularly.
So you're surrounded by people that are just latching on to a thing of the moment?
Yeah, constantly. It's been that way since, I think my anger is rooted in about 13-year-old me realizing that everybody is just exactly the fucking same.
Hmm. So were you surrounded by a bunch of different subcultures at 13, or was it one particular one?
It was suburban white kids in Homestead Falls that were riding that train.
Okay, so what was the first train that you noticed leaving the station then?
Geez, what was eighth grade like?
Eighth grade, you're like what? You're 13, I think you're 13, 14, eighth grade. Yeah. So what was...
Hollister, Abercrombie,
ooh, yeah.
Like Laguna Beach.
So that was big when I was in eighth grade, too. Like, that's when it really first started getting big. I don't know if I've ever said this on the show before, but there's a picture, like, of our I believe it was our eighth grade picture. It might have been our seventh grade, like, class picture, you know, when they put you all in the bleachers and shit.
Yeah.
I had this dark gray, like, Chelsea gray shirt that I had written in Sharpie on the bus on the way to school because my mom would have never let me walk out of the house with it on. And it said anti-prep because, you know, we were the punk kids. So we were, you know, we didn't like the prep kids.
Ah.
So I don't know. It was just weird because it's like A.C. Slater always said prep and he was a jock. So.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just write no future instead of.
I was a Ramones guy. I wasn't a Sex Pistols guy.
Ah, I was a Sex Pistols guy.
You look like a Sex Pistols guy.
Well, I was Fat Sid Vicious until I lost weight.
Is that just Gigi Allen?
No, my hair. I had pretty hair at one point.
I've seen the pictures of you with your pretty hair.
Yeah.
So
Abercrombie. My sister was a big Abercrombie chick. She liked Abercrombie and she liked visors. So I tried to find her an Abercrombie visor, and I couldn't find one.
I don't know if they exist.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Do they make visors still? Like, are you talking about like the hat with no head, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you were talking like a Geordi from Star Trek type thing. I don't know. Is that a visor?
It is. That's what it was called. It was like an acronym for something.
Okay. Oh, like Geordi's was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was an acronym.
I think so.
Okay. All right.
You can correct me at shear@letthehateflowthroughyou.com.
Or thehateflow@gmail.com, which is just becoming a fucking spam thing for us for Twitter and Instagram and all that shit. It's annoying.
Well,
how you know you're making it.
Yeah, when...
You could change the settings, stupid.
I know. Stop getting the mail. I need to do that.
I can do that on the Twitter. Hell.
Okay, so like you hate fads, but like what if Let the Hate Flow Through You became a fad? What if your band becomes a fad?
I'm cashing in.
Get that money.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, so, you know, if you can make your money off of it, fuck it. But when you have to witness it, then it's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
It's if you truly like something or dislike something, then that's fine. Then that's who you are. But I think there's a lot like how is Jersey Shore coming back and still gonna kill on TV? Like, do you really like that shit?
There are a lot of people that love reality television. I live with a woman that loves reality TV. That's her shit. I don't understand it because I have enough drama in my actual life that I'll need to watch other people's shit.
And it's like, I mean, I would say on those reality shows, I'd say at least 60% of that's fabricated. No, maybe 40% of that's fabricated.
Well, I mean, think of it as a shitty improv show. It's okay. Give me a scenario. You're at the tanning salon and some bitch won't get out of your bed. And go.
Yeah. Okay. Or like what was the one where was it Celebrity Rehab? Like Kanicki is in a wheelchair and he's doing pills in his room and China's trying to get in there and get some. That would be a good. I like Celebrity Rehab. I also like. I'm not a junkie for it, but I do watch Total Divas and Total Bellas, just because it's a little more glimpse into the wrestling.
Yeah.
Even though it's fake. I mean, you can fucking tell like John Cena, like they all live at his house or whatever, and he's like, there's rules at my house and blah blah. Like, no, there's not. John Cena's never at his fucking house.
Rule number one: you can't see me.
I love it.
Yeah, no, I don't like Celebrity Rehab because I don't like rehab, period.
I'm anti-rehab. I was anti-prep when I was a kid. I'm anti-rehab now.
Well, it's just I don't think AA Jesus is the cruise control to getting clean. But, you know.
All right, so you asked him what the first fad that you know, you saw leave the train, at least that you noticed it was Abercrombie. And now, what was your initial aversion to that? Was it just like, oh, everybody's doing this?
You know what? I remember being in, like, seventh or eighth grade and going to fucking Plato's Closet because I was poor as shit growing up.
Yeah.
And buying like the knockoff secondhand Hollister shit. And
like
wearing
Hollister.
But I remember wearing that shit to school and literally popular kids coming up to me and being like, oh, that's a sweet shirt. And like getting that recognition off of these hand-me-down name brand clothes.
You're making an attempt to fit in. So now we will make eye contact.
Yeah.
And I'm not like certainly pointing this out for any particular reason, but like in Olmsted Falls, you and your brother were two of how many black kids?
Oh boy.
And I know there was like a few Asian kids there when I went there, but
I think by the time I graduated my class, there was two brothers. They were twins. They were black. And then maybe one chick. And then me.
Wow.
So four. Yeah, dude, like four. I mean, and at Highland, dude, like where I went to high school.
Oh, boy.
Like, I mean, when I went to the Career Center, obviously it changed. But like Highland, I can think of, in my grade, I think maybe one black kid. And then in the whole high school, by the time, I mean, where when I was a sophomore, maybe three, like all together, like it's, and it's always, you know, fucking white kids wearing the fucking Aeropostale and Abercrombie bullshit.
Oh yeah, it was Aeropostale that my sister was in too, not Abercrombie. That was her shit. No, when I was going to school, it was Tommy Hilfiger. That was the big thing.
Wasn't Nautica big then too?
Nautica was big. Oakley sunglasses.
Oshkosh Bagosh.
Oshkosh Bagosh I wore in my toddler early childhood years. Bagosh, Bagosh, Bagosh.
I remember there's pictures, like I've seen pictures of me in Oshkosh like overalls when I was a kid. But so Abercrombie, like what else? Like what did it go through, like what were other ones in high school that like,
well, into high school, I mean, that was when, like, how I mentioned Jersey Shore and shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, it's like, I used to go hang out, like, there was a group of friends I hung out with that I would just go, they would have, like, watch parties weekly, and I'm, like, I know these people, and these are my, like, these are friends I grew up with, and I'm like, no, you don't like this. I know you don't like this. Why are you doing this?
Is it just because this was the social gathering event of the week?
Yeah, and, I mean, do anything else. Get drunk. Fuck.
Get drunk, comma, fuck, or get drunk?
I was making a list.
Okay.
Fuck. And that's it.
Drugs.
That was the whole
list.
What
about drugs? Come on.
It was Olmsted Falls. We had weed.
Dude, whatever.
Now Olmsted Falls has a ton of heroin, which sucks, but
I thought you were going to be like, which is crazy. Heroin's real good in Olmsted Falls over there.
Apparently, it's fucking really big there. But
well, I mean, it's cheap.
Yeah.
And well, it's not heroin anymore either. It's fucking fentanyl.
Well, so, sometimes. Yeah. It depends on where it's coming from.
Canada.
Oh, Canada. Yeah.
Our home and native opiate.
Yeah, you know, I blame Chris Jericho for the current fentanyl epidemic.
What? How dare you?
He's been smuggling in his hockey sticks for many years.
He wrestled in Japan, not China, which apparently China is where the fentanyl comes from, and it goes to Canada, and then it trickles down.
Yeah.
It trickles down to the glacier water, from what I hear.
No, it's, I'm telling you, it's hockey sticks.
And I've been looking to relocate since I found this out.
Yeah, fentanyl's a fad. That'll die off quick.
I mean, I won't I won't lie. I have had fentanyl before, but not administered like heroin. Like, because the only fentanyl, like back in the day that we, you know, because like when we were buying drugs in, you know, 5-10 years ago, whenever it was, like, you like whatever, like when you do opiates, you do, you know, like whatever you can really get your hands on, as long as it's not like fucking Darvocet or some bullshit like that. And we used to somehow get the, they comes in like a patch form.
Right.
And, like, I remember one time this kid was like, hey, make sure, you'll love this year. This kid got me a fentanyl patch, which was like, it was absolutely ridiculously priced, but he's like, you can cut this up into like 6 pieces, and he's like, and you can chew on it,
mm-hmm.
which you can, and I did try it. It tasted like fucking dog shit, but like, that stuff is so motherfucking strong, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you need a tiny little, like the size of a cigarette patch.
Yeah.
And it'll fuck you up.
Yep.
And I'm fat.
Yeah. Because it's super strong.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's the next evolution of, you know, how heroin came from morphine and then fentanyl is mm-hmm. now. So it is what it is.
And that's a fad. I mean, well, no, drugs and addiction is, I guess it's not, you can't really count that as a fad. Adderall was a fad.
I mean, Adderall's still going strong, son.
Yeah, but not like it was. I mean, I guess I just, like, I'm not of college age anymore, and I don't hang out in college towns anymore.
A college, or a drug fad is, like, dabs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I remember when weed was even a fad in my school, when it was, like...
When you got shitty Mexican brick weed.
Or the Akron.
We like to call it Mersh. Remember that word?
Yep, I do remember that word.
I like to call it the Reginald.
Yes. The Reginald.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of shows, like, the age difference between us, like, because I, the kids, you know, the kids at work who call me fucking dad, like, 18, 19 years old, they're like, oh, yeah, we only smoke Kind Bud, blah, blah, or not Kind Bud, whatever they call it now. And
Loud?
Yeah, Loud. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, I was like... Dude, I was like, do people your age even smoke Mersh anymore? And they're like, what's that?
Oh, boy.
And I'm like Mersh weed, like $20 eighth weed. And they're like, oh, you mean whatever fucking word they came up with. And they're like, what's Mersh come from? I'm like, it's like commercial, like it's like your baseline fucking bullshit weed. And they're like, I never heard it called that before. You're old. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, I was out in Colorado hanging out with a guy smoking a cone and... I was like, yeah, like, the last time I smoked, it was the Reginald. What's Reginald? Reggie. What's Reggie? Merch. What's merch? I'm like, you guys.
Well, Reggie, from what I understand, like, when I was younger, was that it came from, like, the word regular. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, mm-hmm. like, it's not great weed, it's just regular weed, so it's yep. Reggie. Okay.
Yeah, but when I lived in Colorado...
I was given good information.
So. Yes. When I lived in Colorado, it was impossible to find. Like, yeah. Basically, their Reggie was like blueberry, and it was still 50
and was eight. That like mids? Like BCs?
No, they didn't even know what mids was. That's the thing. It was like their regular weed was blueberry.
That's another... Go ahead.
Naming weed, that's kind of a funny thing. That was... You don't really... It's just weed now. Like, there's not even a difference. You can't even get, like, Mersh or Dank. But now, like, I remember my friend sold weed in high school and sold, like, he would only sell around Christmas time because he knew all the kids got their fucking Christmas money.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I'm just going to buy Dank and sell it for, like, $60 an eighth.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge fad.
Yeah. It's Christmas
also
time.
Smart.
Yeah. Christmas time's a good time to make some cash off some children's. If you're going to sell drugs to kids, which I I don't advocate. At least don't sell it to any kids I know. You know. So you mentioned fashion and you mentioned reality television, which unfortunately the reality television fad didn't last a bit longer than we thought it would. What are some other fads that you noticed growing up?
Growing up, I think this is getting into, like, I'm only 24, so my adult life is really hitting its stride here, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, Mason just bought a house at, what, 24?
24. But I think, like, I used to work with, like, at one of the hippest companies in mm-hmm. Cleveland, I'd say.
Yeah.
And
oh, we've trashed them many a times on this podcast. You can say it if you'd like to.
They're not worth the time.
Good for you.
Good for you.
But
I'm petty.
Like, these were like, this. It's a hip fucking company. And, like, there's dudes there that go brag about which coffee shop they go to and this and that. And, like, these are grown men who claim to be the coolest motherfuckers around, carrying around, like, high-end fidget spinners.
Why do you need a high-end fidget spinner?
Why do you need one at all? Those were made for, like, autistic relaxation. Like, they were meant to chill people out who are really on fucking edge.
Yeah, yeah, I have
sure
one.
Sure has one.
I have
That's
one.
What it's for.
Yeah, I have one because, like, let's say I'm in a situation where I can't go have a cigarette. I need something to do with my hands, so I don't like...
And jerking off is not appropriate in public.
Not anymore. Somebody ruined that for us. Thanks, snitches.
So I was going to say, like, this might ruffle some feathers, but, like, I'd say a current fad is, like, the whole fucking, like, super PC thing. Like, that's, I mean, I would say that, but it's also been going on for, like, that fad has actually grown. I guess it's not a fad if it's a
no.
culture, right? I guess it's more of a culture than anything else, right?
I don't think that's a fad. I think that's been building over several years.
I've seen people denounce it so easily once their life no longer, it's not a necessity for them anymore. So
it's like once they get a big boy job and stop going to punk rock shows,
essentially,
and they're like, I can say the N-word again.
I mean, you know, I've been told I can, but I just I had a conversation about that last night because I berate people for not being really white. And somebody was sick of my shit. Like, why don't you just call us the N-word? Go full nine with it. I'm like, this is more fun this way. So, because I'm not trying to dehumanize you. I'm trying to take you down a couple of pegs.
And you're like, I can't carry a knife anymore. Where's Sean Boyd? to defend you.
Yeah, I got disarmed a few weeks ago.
Yeah. You had mentioned that. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna grab some coffee, fellas.
Yeah, you do that. So it's less. So now you're seeing it as less of a fashion thing and more of these are things that I consume that are just fads.
Yeah.
So what's the hip coffee shop that people brag about then?
Morningstar. Morningstar is one, right?
Rising Star, you mean?
Or Rising Star.
Yeah. I noticed that. It seems like over the last couple of years, people have been getting really into, like, artisan coffee.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was living with America's Tim Cornette, former guest of the show, and he's a real big coffee nerd, as was our friend Aaron Pearl. So we got introduced to the single cup at a time. System where you, like, it's a cone filter, and then you put it on the top of your cup and it brews a single cup. And it went from percolator coffee to that.
There's a fish in the percolator.
You know what my biggest, and excuse my blackness, but chicken wings are at a fucking all-time high right now. And that's for one reason, because they're in demand. I miss the days when nobody really gave a shit about hot wings.
And we loved them.
And you spent... I used to... When I was in middle school, getting into high school, you could walk out of bar spending like $5 on a dozen wings.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I gotta... I have my paycheck trying to get a dozen hot wings. Because everybody thinks it's cool to fucking eat wings now.
I think that has less to do with... well, maybe it does. Because I just remember... Like, when I was putting together shows, like, we would try to do wing specials because, you know, it was the easiest way to, like, get people in. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, we have 25-cent hot wings, and you're going to take an L. You're going to take an L on that, mm-hmm. I found out.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you used to come to fucking Rowley. I mean, you remember? It was $5 for a pound of wings, which is generally a dozen. Give or take, but
they still do that at Saks on Wednesdays.
Yeah, is it? Well, how much are they?
$5 a pound.
Oh, $5 a pound. Duh.
Like, I got excited about 35-cent wings the other day and realized, like, yeah, this is sweet now, but
dude, I remember in the early to mid 2000s when cleats blew up.
Oh god!
And dude, we used to go on Wednesday wing night. We used to go all the time when you were a kid, mm-hmm. and it was dude. They were like fucking. They were like 15 cents. Then they were 20 cents. Then they were 25. Like, dude, I will pay 25 cents for a fucking wing.
Yeah.
Like, no problem. But I did when I went to grab coffee. I like good coffee, and I mean, you know that I've drank coffee since I was 2 years old, and like, but like, see, the thing is, like, I fall under like the David Lynch school of thought on that. Like, shitty coffee is better than no coffee.
Yeah, like, a lot of people I know, like, it's they won't buy it, like, unless it's high end shit.
So they'll go get their goddamn coffee brewed by the same place. Like, people start, I think that came about when Starbucks got really big.
Yeah.
Because you definitely go get your that, coffee. Yeah.
That place is even laughable. That fucking chain came and went. That fad's gone.
I mean, people still go there. I mean, that's where, like, when it comes to chain coffee, I prefer Dunkin' Donuts. She prefers Starbucks. I mean, like, what, like, if you don't make coffee in the morning, you're like, all right, I gotta stop. Where's, like, your go-to?
Dunkin' Donuts.
See? What about, like, what would be yours?
Oh, I don't give a shit.
You'll drink gas station coffee. Like, no,
I mean,
problem.
I
so
drink.
So will I, actually.
I'll drink Folgers in the morning. I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's the best part of waking up.
Yeah.
Is I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I honestly can. I can appreciate good coffee. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of. Okay.
I would prefer it.
Yeah. When I moved out of Tim's, it was like a system shock for a minute, where I moved and the shitty coffee that they had. But, you know, then when I moved to Kent, we had Bentry, which was amazing because it was all fresh roasted coffee and I could get like a serious like nitro iced coffee, which I prefer iced coffee because I'm not a hot coffee guy. I'm a lukewarm to iced coffee guy.
What was the other fucking? Oh, you talking about like certain coffee shops? Like, for example, I love Loop, you know, because like my, you know, I've had friends that work there and everything. But like I went in I went to the Root with Eric. And dude, I hadn't been there in, what was it before it was the Root?
I don't know. Phoenix? I've only been there as the Root.
Okay. So like, well, cause when I worked at, I want to say it was like Phoenix Coffee before anything. And it was fine then, but like, dude, me and Eric walked in there about a month, maybe a month and a half ago. And like, we were both like, they were playing this fucking awful fucking white people jazz music, and like all these fucking people sitting there with their fucking socks off, with their long hair and their stupid fucking beards, and it was like my face was like fucking twitching. It was driving me up a fucking wall, and Eric was like, I want to punch everybody in the face. Yeah. Here.
Was it playing over the speakers or was it live?
No, it was playing over the speakers. Okay. If it was playing live, I would have accosted whoever was doing it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what the Root is now. So you're going to have to deal, buddy.
I'm not dealing.
Or you can go somewhere else.
No, I will. I'll never. And on top of that, dude, when I ordered an iced fucking coffee, they serve it to me in like this paper recycled fucking cup with a fucking regular, like, Speedway coffee lid on it. I'm like, that's not how I want my fucking iced coffee. I want my iced coffee with a fucking straw in a plastic cup, and it's going to kill a fish. Like, that's how I want it.
You want dead fish, well, just wherever you go. That's what you're trying to tell me. So
yes,
you,
exactly.
You get the...
I want dead sea life everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's your preferred smell, so I understand that. So we've gone over coffee, we've gone over fashion.
Hot wings.
Jeez. I think hot wings will never go out of style because they're so delicious.
Yeah, but it's the same thing with, like, Ben, the guitar player in my band, Old Souls.
Mm-hmm.
His grandpa, I think, just died in, like, the past 5 years, but he was up there. And when he was younger, ribs were fucking poor people food.
Yeah.
And by the time he was established as a man with family, yada, 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 he refused to eat them.
Yeah.
And probably saved himself a shit ton of money because of that fad.
Yeah. I don't think that's a fad anymore either. I think what happened was barbecue became a thing. So it was like, you know, all this slow cooking. And people figured out it was very tasty.
I mean, like, what I love is, like, from working in kitchens is, like, you find out, like, dude, pork is still the cheapest fucking meat you can get. And it's easily the most delicious. Like, fight me. I don't care. And, like, dude, a pork shoulder, it's like that one I got, which, what was that thing? Like, easily 6 pounds, 5 or 6 pounds.
That's a big hunk of meat.
Yeah, $11. And it was delicious. I love that shit.
Yeah, of course you do. It's any sort of fatty meat, Jordan gets a big old erection for.
I get a big pork belly boner.
Pork belly
boner. Well, that's a fad right now. That's definitely a fad right now.
Yeah,
that is. It's all these weird face and other weird place meats because they think it's you're eating something special when it's just like, no, we're just like trimming the weird parts of the pig just for you. And we're going to mark it up by like 500%.
Succulent.
Yeah, it's all succulent. So, yeah, food fads, that's fun. I think it's the organic fad. Is that coming to a close? No, it's not.
No, that's never going to... No, that hippie bullshit's never going to die.
Yeah, so can we blame hippies for fads?
Yeah.
I mean, they're one of the original fads, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. The Charleston was a fad before flappers were fads. And, you know, bathtub gin was a fad.
Bathtub gin?
Yeah, gin that you brew in your bathtub because alcohol is illegal.
What are they like? What is it? Juniper? Is juniper berries?
Yeah, juniper berries. You put some juniper berries in some homemade vodka and stir it around in your bathtub. Maybe dip your balls in it for a little extra spice.
For some the Fermunda gin?
Yeah, Fermunda gin. Well, I mean, you know, each speakeasy that you go to should have a distinct flavor of bathtub gin.
A distinct flavor of nuts.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, how can you tell if you're going to a European bar or a good old-fashioned American bar?
If it's circumcised or not.
Exactly. You can taste the flavor. So, you know, you're a musician, though, and you said that you noticed that people were all the same. So what are people, like, just latching onto that's not going to last?
Emo revival? Ska came and went.
Yeah, ska definitely.
There was a ska. When was people started playing ska again?
Yeah, there was a third wave ska revival. And like,
are you talking like 10, 12 years ago? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that like.
There was a period of time when I started going to punk shows where literally everybody wanted to sound like Hot Water Music.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, that was like the boom of like when I was booking shows and shit.
I mean, that shit happens.
But at least those bands are good. I mean, in our opinion, maybe not Sheer so much. But.
No, I saw Hot Water Music.
I would assume that would be out of those bands the one that you probably would like.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I lived in Fort Collins, Colorado, it was like, you know, emo had gotten heavier and like kids were more into like post hardcore and shit like that, and that was more my shit. Yeah. I liked metalcore and. Post-hardcore. And
that old core.
Yeah, and street punk. I liked a lot of street punk.
All right, like, I'd say, like, a music fad kind of thing right now. Like, maybe not people playing it so much, but listening to it is, like, not death, but, like, black metal. I feel like that's kind of, like, a thing right now people are, like...
Weird.
Yeah, I mean, I've always, when it comes to, like, black metal, like, I like Venom, but, like, they were more of, like, a thrash band than they were an actual black metal band. They just coined the term black metal.
Yeah, because you know they had the song black metal.
Yeah, and an album black metal.
The people that like those, I'm sure there's a very true and loyal black metal community.
Yeah, they burn fucking churches in Norway. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's not happening here.
Why not? The last time people burned churches in this country, it was racist.
Yeah, you have to burn mega churches, otherwise it's racist.
How? Yeah, and they build those fucking things out of stone. It's a pain in the ass.
I mean,
they're
they're going to have to bomb churches instead of burn them.
All right. Oh, what's that one church in Church on the Rise?
Bombs over Baptists.
No, bombs over batshit. Because they're the ones that fucking speak in tongues and all those weirdo fucking born-again Christians. Bombs over born-again. There's something here.
Has there been religious fads?
Well, you guys are like the oldest one, aren't you?
I mean, that's one way to look at it. But
not fad. I'm just saying, isn't Jewish is like one of the oldest religions, isn't it? I mean, I guess paganism was probably the first.
I mean, you know, I don't think anything was really grouped except for Judaism until like 5,000 years ago. But, you know, it was just
you mean when God created the earth?
You can't see me giving him the stink eye over the microphone, but I assure you it's there. No, but I mean, it's, you know, Judaism kind of splintered, in the last century. You know, there's, there's Reform, Conservative, and Orthodox, and then there's the Zionists, you know, there's the Zionists and non-Zionists, there's...
I mean, Muslim, considering it's the biggest religion in the world, it can't be considered a fad, right? That's kind of, I mean, they kind of got like a hold on that. Christianity is a fad that unfortunately has not died yet.
Yeah. I guess I...
Satanism. That was a fad.
Yeah.
Like the Anton LaVey Church of Satan that you and me both like and you like too.
I mean, I liked it until I realized, wait a minute, this is pretty racist.
Pretty racist?
I mean, look.
Sammy Davis Jr. was in the Church of Satan.
Yeah, man, but Sammy Davis Jr. was basically white.
That was racist.
he was like basically kept around. So it's like, look, we're not racist. We've got Sammy here. And it was the same way with the Church of Satan because they advocated eugenics. And look, once you start advocating eugenics, it gets into racism.
He was a Jew. Anton LaVey was a Jew.
Yeah, and so he was into eugenics.
Hitler was not a Jew.
Hitler was a sensitive man, but not a Jew. He was
He was half Jewish.
No, the midwife that fucked up his birth was Jewish, but he was not half Jewish.
I'm gonna roll with the Jew knowledge here. Is that racist? I didn't mean for it to come off as racist.
Look, let's just...
I think you did.
Let's just admit that we're all a bit racist. So we can stop calling each other on racism like it's a thing that's going to make any goddamn difference.
Yeah, stop calling each other racist and start calling each other rapists. Because that's a fad right now. Oh, I went there.
I mean... All right. I don't think that's a fad as much
It was a joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sorry. On the show about hating shit, I'm not allowed to tell jokes anymore.
Nope.
Like, it's against the rules.
No, you've been banned from telling jokes because that's a fad. Getting people in trouble for jokes is definitely a fad.
Doing stand-up comedy is a fucking fad because I'm done with it.
Mm. It ebbs and flows.
Yeah, without a doubt. What are some other ones?
Yeah. What's the worst fad that you've...
Food. Foodies. Like, that's a... Like, yeah. That's definitely a fad.
My aside from chicken wings...
aside from chicken wings, fried chicken, ribs...
I don't really believe...
The McRib.
Is that coming back?
It is. What? Your brother loves the McRib.
I don't think I've ever had one.
It's not very good.
I'm going to keep
it
that way.
They inject liquid... quote unquote rib meat into
cast ribs.
That is rib shaped.
Oh man, that's disgusting.
I probably shouldn't do this on the show, but everybody, yeah, we still sound good, right?
I'd say
I feel like we lost some of that hiss, which is good.
I think that
we just stopped recording.
I think that was going. The forced air heating.
Oh, that's what that was, wasn't it?
We should turn the heat
off. We should just turn the heat off. It's free.
No. Because then all of our guests are going to be staring at my freakishly large pointy nipples.
I thought that was in my contract.
We do make each guest sign a contract.
Yeah, that's...
Please don't be offended by Shear's large, abnormal,
no.
Nipples.
That was a signing bonus. I wanted to see these nipples.
What are some porn fads?
Anal.
I guess anal's not as popular as it was maybe a few years ago.
I mean, I still love it.
Gaping. Gaping is a fad.
I think these are just...
I don't like those. I don't like that.
Why not? Weird.
Have you... All right. So our cousin Taylor, who you've met before.
Yes.
Okay. He liked to show me pictures and videos of rosebudding. Do you know what that is? It's fucked up and it's disgusting and nobody wants to see that.
Oh, dear.
Nobody wants to... I mean, a prolapsed asshole? Mm-hmm. Why, who gets off on that?
There are people that get off on it.
Looking at one?
I'm not one of them because, you know, I've been to a nursing home. So I've seen, like, super prolapse where it's, like, dragging on the floor.
You've seen medically prolapsed assholes?
Yeah. I've seen, I've definitely incorporated it into grossing people out where it's like, yeah, I'm going to prolapse your asshole and then jerk off with your lower intestine. But, you know.
Ooh, man, it's getting hot in here, huh?
The natural boy.
That's,
that's one of my new nicknames, the natural boy.
The natural boy? Yeah, so I don't know if I think softcore is a fad that's dead.
Like Cinemax porn?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess, like, because I have, like, the Showtime app, so they still have some of that stuff on there, but I'm like, aside from, like, being 13, 14 and jerking off to that before I had high-speed internet, like, who... Why, aside from like 70-year-old men who, like, I'm not saying my grandfather's name, but like would watch that shit, like, you know, real on low volume. So it's like, I hope nobody hears like this fake ass moaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was where I ran into softcore was when I worked at the video store. I'd have like the same old men come in every day renting VHS copies of like the softcore that we had.
Like what were they? I'm trying to think of, there was that one series that was really big. And
Emmanuel.
Yes. Emmanuel. That's the one. That was on Cinemax, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh my God. That's fucking hilarious.
Emmanuel. Yeah,
I think that's the only porn fad. Softcore porn.
You think that's like the only fad. Porn fad?
A real fad.
I guess, yeah, because everything else is like a fetish, right?
Now everything, yeah, like, and that's still, like, that's your sexuality. You're getting into it, and you might come out of it. It's not really a trend. It's just what gets you
that
out
could
that
mean
day.
So many things, dude. Yeah.
I mean, I think since Playboy stopped being a skin mag, I think that was the death of softcore.
But they are a skin mag. As soon as Hef's kid took over, he was like, yep, we got naked bitches again. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what, that, like... Who didn't see that coming?
Is it still tasteful nudes, or have they gone the hustler route?
No, dude, Playboy would, they would, because, like, my first introduction to Playboy, that's bullshit, but, like, my Uncle Matt had a prescription, see where my mind goes? My Uncle Matt had a subscription to Playboy for years, and they were always sitting on like the back of the toilet, and like I was like, fuck yeah, I'll look at pretty naked women, but the articles they had good writers for Playboy, or I don't know if they still do. I haven't read a Playboy in years. I can't even believe there's magazines still in print.
That's an interesting sentence.
What?
I haven't read a Playboy in years.
I mean, I haven't looked at one either.
I thought that's all anybody did. I was never reading them. I never sat down like, let's get my lick of the finger. Flip through a couple stories here.
See which right. Headline grabs your attention while you grab your dick.
Look, I don't know how you jerk off on the toilet, but...
I don't.
I don't either.
You man.
I have when I was younger. I have,
yeah, so. See, when I was young, that was the safe place to go do it. Like, nobody's going to bust on me in the bathroom. I look disgusting naked, so nobody wants to see that.
So nobody's going to bust in on you busting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, I'm not going to get caught doing
it. The only Playboys that I would want to look at now, I mean, aside, like, if there was, like, an interview with somebody I wanted to read, because... A, the internet exists. I can go look at, like, if fucking Rosario Dawson, please God, let this happen, like gets naked in Playboy. Like I can go online and look that up. It's not an issue. But like I would like to, I would like vintage Playboys. Like that would be cool to have. Like I don't give a fuck about the Marilyn Monroe one, but like I would like that would be cool. And I've seen them at those like vintage shops. Like sometimes they'll have them. And they're fucking so overpriced. I'm not paying $15 for a magazine. Yeah. Suck my dick.
Well, what if that magazine sucked your dick?
For $15?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's the way of the future.
It's the wave of the future.
That's
buddy.
My fad.
Dick sucking magazines.
It's, I mean, I you would just cut, dude, paper cut your dick. I wish people could see what I'm doing right now. That's why we need to get, like, when we build the studio upstairs, like, that's why we have to do, like, kind of what Chatter Squadron does, Calvin's new podcast. They have cameras set up so, like, people can see me doing the thing. Like, I got, like a magazine, like, check it out. Like, look what I'm doing right now.
You know, I hope you can't fit in that spiral.
Oh, no, I absolutely cannot.
All right.
There's a reason there my is, nickname's Jehovah's Witness.
There's a comedian who no longer comes out to mics, but he works. And he did a podcast where he confessed that what he would do when he was younger is he would take a magazine and cut holes out. And then take it in the shower and jerk off using the magazines.
In the shower?
In the shower.
Like with the water?
Mm-hmm.
So you're just masturbating with paper mache?
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Watts.
Can you give me like some initials on that?
DB.
DB. DB. DB. Cleveland guy?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Do I know him?
Maybe.
Huh. All right, we'll talk off mic.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not sure if he wants that out anymore.
I mean, if he said it on stage, but paper mache.
He did not. He said it on a podcast.
Oh, well, then it's like, then it's there for the world. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I don't. That's the complete wrong initials. It doesn't matter. Fads.
Yeah.
I know another one. Fucking craft beer. That's, yeah. You know, that's like, that's become a, like a, what, a 6-7 year fad at this point.
Those that falls in the quarter category of
Cordory?
Golf. The horlordy, the boardy.
I'm not sure what just happened there.
I think we broke Mason.
The category of things that, like, aside from you, who apparently has been drinking coffee at a very young age,
2 years old.
There's things that are acquired taste, which I think is
like
also
prolapsed ass.
Also a name for, like, not liking something, but somebody said it was cool. That's all acquired.
Not liking something, but something.
Like, craft beer, like, people describe beers as, oh, it has a really strong bite. And if you tried that really strong bite beer for the first time, you probably were like, ugh, this tastes like dog shit. I don't want to drink this. I'd rather... Why is it not cool to drink a nice mixed drink with some Kool-Aid and some vodka or something? Because that tastes good.
Yeah, it does. We've done that before.
I know.
We've also chugged Swedish Fish vodka before.
Yeah, we have. But that's not cool to do. Drinking hops and a hint of cinnamon, whatever the fuck.
Look, I don't understand it either, because like there's no room to be pretentious when you're so shit faced that you're trying to fuck people in the bathroom of your favorite dive bar.
Thank you.
See, I mean, but the thing is like I mean, I've never really been like that. I've never like gotten drunk. I was always there for the fucking party. I was never, like, I never went out to bars and got shit-faced in my day to go fuck girls. I was never that guy.
Drinking is absolutely meant to get drunk. You're not there to taste a nice drink, because if you were, you'd have a glass of Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Or something you do enjoy.
Yeah.
You're not drinking for the taste. I've never, like, sipped on some vodka, like, oh, boy. Nothing crunch my thirst
I
like
mean,
some
I
vodka.
Agree with you to a degree, but at the same time, I mean, you're right, because, like, all right, so when I buy a six-pack of Golden Monkey, I like the taste of that beer. I like the taste of Belgian beers. I also like the fact that it's 10% alcohol, and I'm going to get fucked up.
You like the taste of Golden Monkey more than you like the taste of whatever less.
Give me an example.
Beer. What a fucking Busch. I don't know.
Okay.
But you don't necessarily like I've never craved a beer.
I'm not one of those. All right. A good example of what you're talking about. I'm never going to be one of those people that like, it drives me nuts because it's just a bunch of bullshit when it's like you go to a place and they're like, oh, try this burger with this beer. Fuck you. If I'm getting a burger, I don't want a beer. I want a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an American. I'm not a fucking
asshole American.
I mean, I am, but whatever. I want to be Canadian, so fuck it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. It's, I think just the rise of people that are somehow able to get money to start their own breweries are responsible for craft beer more than anything else. When I was in Colorado in the early 2000s, it was really big because, you know, all of a sudden these small breweries were getting bigger distributions and they were expanding. And also people figured out that IPAs are good, which...
I mean, because, like, with the first, like, real, I mean, the first, like, mass-produced craft beer was, like, Sam Adams, wasn't it? It was, like, we're way too young to remember, like, it being, like, a small, like, oh, this is a special thing. Like, to my knowledge, you could always get fucking Sam Adams, you know?
Do you guys remember when ice beer started coming out?
I remember my grandfather and my dad, when we would take our trips to Canada, like, I remember Triple X, like, mm-hmm. being, like the that's why we're stopping here is to get that. Which, that's not an ice beer.
No.
But it's, like...
No, it's just high gravity.
Yeah.
when ice beer came out in, like, the early 90s, that early started 90s. To be a thing. And it was higher percent alcohol than normal beer.
Right.
And it was weird because, you know, my parents were bourgeois pigs, and they're drinking Molson Ice. And, yeah, which is fucking weird because, like, now that I'm older and I had, like, a Bud Ice phase.
Right.
Because that's what me and Sean Boyd used to drink in the car on the way to shows.
Oh, you've told me those stories.
I know that now that ice beer is for trash people because it makes you smell terrible.
It really does. It makes you smell like a brewery or distillery.
It makes you smell homeless. And I was just highly amused that for those 3 years or so when ice beer first came out and then they had to change the regulations on it. And the only, like, really good ice beer left is Labatt Ice.
I would agree with that.
People were really into it for a second. And it's like, man, you don't know what you're doing. This is a terrible idea.
Well, no, I mean, like, ice beer, like, I don't, like, it's been a while. Like, I'd say the last time was, like, when I first started the gig that I'm at now, when we first started doing Hate Flow.
Yeah.
And I would drink on the nights that we would record, like, when I was broke as fuck. Like, I would buy, like, 2 cans of Labatt Ice.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it gives you, like, it's like drinking 2 of those is almost like, not to the alcohol content level, but, like, it's almost like drinking a 12-pack of PBR. You're going to have diarrhea the next day.
Well, I mean, if you drink anything, you're going to have diarrhea the next day if you drink too much. That's just how alcohol works.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, shitty beer is...
It just makes your diarrhea smell worse.
Yes, and it.
Well, there goes my boner. So, Mason, what is your least favorite fad that is currently going on now that you hope fades away sooner rather than later?
Well, you're revealing the real reason I came on this podcast, and that is to defend you two as a band. I don't think people really hate them. I think everybody's full of shit. Nobody has a reason why they don't like them. They just think it's cool to talk shit about that band, and they're fucking great.
So... Okay, the real reason that people hate them is because their album was forced upon them with an Apple
People music have been hating way longer than that.
It dates back further than that. Also, I listened to their new record. It's not very good. But at the same time,
50 years.
Yeah, 40, not 50.
Like, it's coming up on 50.
No, dude, they've been around. U2's first record came out in fucking 79, I think. So we're going, like, it's going to be 40.
Okay.
Anyway, regardless, it doesn't matter. Like, no, I agree, but, like, now would it be a fad for Wes and I to hate Radiohead because fuck that band?
No.
All right, fair enough.
It's not a... I don't know. Can an opinion be a fad? Maybe.
It becomes a fad when people start feeling that way because it's the hot topic.
Mm.
Also, Hot Topic.
It was a fad.
Fuck that fad.
I liked Hot Topic because it was the one place I could get the hair dye that I liked.
Also.
And cheap jewelry.
I was going to say, and the jeans that you liked.
Yes. Well, they... Look, I like Janko. I like Jankos. I'm glad that they're coming back, but I can't wait till they go out of style so I can afford them. Because as it is now, I have to go to the fucking Savers in Parma to get, like, knockoff Jankos, which I love. Yeah, I just like to be able to move around in my pants because I can't wear skirts.
Why can't you wear skirts?
Because I am sick of getting shit for it.
Okay, well, dude, look at Fat Mike. He's what? 10 years older than you, and he wears fucking dresses and a purple mohawk. Yeah. If he can do it, you can do it. You're both Jewish.
Yeah, but...
he's got a lot of money.
Yeah. He runs a record label. I'm on a podcast. Speaking of which, we got to shout out our sponsors now.
Unfortunately, we have to wrap up. This sucks. This was fun.
Yeah. Of course it is, because Mason is wonderful.
Yes, he is.
And you're a fat piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, it takes one to know one, pig.
Yeah. Thanks very much to Jess Falstick. You can catch her every Sunday at Avenue Tap House. 7 p.m. start is a book showcase every single Sunday, except the first Sunday of the month, which is open stage. So you can just show up and go up.
Is that place right on the right on the corner of Rocky? Is it Rocky River and Lorraine?
It is basically the last bar in Lakewood.
Yeah. Okay. I've been there before.
I've set up a couple of shows there prior to Jess and Spider. Also, Britt Fox and Plight of the Stripper Herder, a blog about the ups and downs of being a floor guy at a strip club. You can find that at Plight. Of the stripperherder.blogspot.com. Fun stories and tips and tricks.
Also, even though he's not a sponsor anymore, we're still going to make the Chris Clem. I won't say which commercial because I don't want to spoil it for him, but we're still going to make him that commercial.
Oh, yeah. We have to.
We coming for you.
Yeah. Mason, thanks so much for coming on.
Absolutely.
Where can people find Old Souls? And you got any updates about Old Souls that you can give out?
There's a really cool show coming up that we're playing at the Grog Shop. It's on January 4th. It's
my birthday!
Yeah. No, it's at the Grog Shop, and they do their annual weekend every year right after New Year's. And it's a free show, blah, 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 blah. But instead of bringing nothing, it'd be really cool if... you guys brought any type of extra toiletries or hats or gloves or anything that you don't need that somebody else might. And that's all getting donated to the Northeastern Ohio Coalition for the Homeless, as well as another little donation thing that we're doing. So come and see that surprise, I guess. But yeah, we're playing the Grog Shop January 4th, 2018. And ring in your new year after New Year's. A little more fun than usual.
Rang it in.
Also, I guess this would be a good time to plug the next day, since we haven't gotten a chance. I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast yet. But my birthday party, my 30th birthday party, is the next day at Now That's Class. Old Souls is playing. Bike Tough from Kalamazoo's coming into town to play. Guillotine, which is dudes I went to high school with that my old acoustic punk band used to do stuff with, is reuniting to do some songs, and it's going to be fun. But I guess the reason we're plugging it is because we are doing a live show with a guest to be determined. We're figuring that out now. But it's only going to be $5 at Now That's Class. I'm not charging people so that I can make money on my birthday. I'm charging people so that I can pay talent. and Jude's are driving to Kalamazoo, who are good friends of mine. I want to make sure that they come out for free, you know?
Yes.
So it's only $5. I would love to have everybody there who's a fan of the show or a fan of Sheer or a fan of me. You know, it's going to be fun. And if you're not, the bands are going to be good. And if you fucking don't like me, then fuck you, man.
And fuck you. So, Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates fads as much as Mason.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm more of a vendor. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling out my face.
This episode of Let the Hate Flow Through You is brought to you by Chris Clem.
Sir Jeremy Shear, can you ponder me a query?
Yeah.
Do you love your brother?
I love my brother. Do you love your brother?
I do love my brother. How much do you love your brother?
I love my brother Chris Clem so much it hurts my heart.
I love my brother so much I listen to his podcast, the C4 podcast, Chris Clem's Cavs Cast.
Ooh, that's crackers good, mate. It's the best sports ball podcast on the whole Lousy Weather Media Network.
I heard he just gives himself the old Leapin' Lanny the whole time.
Oh yeah, Chris Clem definitely has the reach for the old Leapin' Lanny, mate.
Do you know who Chris Clem's favorite wrestler is?
Who's Chris Clem's favorite wrestler, mate?
The Undertaker. The Dead Man.
The Dead Man.
I have no idea what the fuck you guys are talking about.
That's Chris Clem.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.